Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so look, everyone said, well, you see some of you go, wait, what? And The Athletic put this list out. The reason we did the top eight is because they wrote about the top eight on their list. But then they had the vote tally. And so we did a draft, a snake draft. Everybody got four picks. It went Gator, Kang, Kenny, Kenny, Kang, Gator. Four rounds. Who has the best front office in the National Football League? 29 execs, coaches, and general managers could vote and express their opinion, and they couldn't vote for themselves or their own organization. So when the voting was done, let me see. They listed 13 teams got votes. Nobody got the team in 13th place who got 2 5th place votes. That is the Denver Broncos. In 14th place, Gator got the Steelers. In 13th place, nobody got the Texans. Sorry, I did this wrong. It's 12, 11, 10, whatever. Next up is the 49ers. Kenny got them. In 9th, Gator got the Lions in 9th.
Ninth.
Then the top eight, which they wrote about all the top eight, so there was nothing about the Lions, which I was looking forward to because I wanted to read the anonymous quotes of what other GMs, right, executives, and coaches had to say about the Lions, but they didn't write about the Lions because they only wrote about the top eight. In 8th, the Seahawks. Nobody got them. In 7th, the Packers. Kenny got them. 6th, the Buccaneers. Kenny got them. 5th, the Chiefs. Nobody said Kansas City. 4th, the Bills. Kenny got them. 3rd, the Rams. Kang had the Rams. 2nd, the Ravens. Kang had the Ravens. And 1st, the Eagles. Kang got the Eagles.
1, 2, 3 for Kang.
Nearly a clean sweep.
Well, triple crown.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yep. How the did the Lions not get in the top eight?
Careful.
9th?
I don't understand it. I mean, I really don't understand it. No team has done more in the draft since they took over than Brad Holmes. I think the Eagles have done a phenomenal job because they've also drafted very well.
Yep.
And I think what the Eagles have done by, you know, hitching their wagon to an unconventional quarterback like Jalen Hurts, and Hurts is turning into a really nice quarterback. On top of that, they lose coordinators like it's their job, and they just replace them. And, okay, they've had to replace them several times, and they actually won a Super Bowl despite having to do that. And they continue to go out and get free agent players to help make that team better. I get why the Eagles are in there.
I do, too.
To not have the Lions makes absolutely no sense. I mean, the fact that this organization was dead and buried and has been for the last 60 years, and then they go another route. They've uncovered every stone, tried everything, all different kinds of coaches that haven't worked out and GMs that haven't worked out. Now they go back to the drawing board and they're going to hire the coach before they hire the GM, and somehow it all works. And from moment one, it's worked. They had a strategy. From moment one, they were back against the wall. The star quarterback wants out of town. Mm-hmm. They swing a trade. Then not only did they get the draft picks that helped define who the franchise is, but they get the throw-in, which was the quarterbacks, so they could throw some salary the Lions' way. And Jared Goff has been one of the best quarterbacks in football since the trade. So, and all they've done since then is have great draft after great draft. Yeah, there have been a few draft misses, but by and large, Brad Holmes has hit home runs and grand slams in the draft. The fact that this team finally got back to the playoffs and won playoff games, they won two playoff games a couple of years ago in the same playoff season, is amazing. Follow that up with a 15-2 record and back-to-back NFC North Division championships. How is it? I don't understand this.
I don't either.
It's just blatant disrespect for the Lions?
So I'm trying to figure out why.
Who did this?
The Athletic. The Lions got 2 second-place votes, 2 third-place votes, 3 fourth-place votes, and 5 fifth-place votes. Their total number of points actually finished with them tied with the Seahawks, but they wrote about the Seahawks. They did not write about the Lions for some reason. So I guess you did get a team that's tied for eighth. Now that I look at this, I don't know why they gave the Seahawks a tiebreaker. So well done, Gator. But I mean,
yeah, great.
Well, here's okay. What are the possible explanations? Are people sick of the Lions? Are other people around the league? Is there some sort of Lions bias?
The Chiefs are there.
Great point.
I mean, in fairness, the Chiefs have won Super Bowl after Super Bowl, and that's great. And they got back to it last year, didn't win, but I think we all kind of feel like Chiefs magic is done here.
The Packers, Buccaneers, Bills. And Ravens haven't won Super Bowls here of late with these front offices.
No, but the Bills, since they drafted Josh Allen, has been a very good football team. The Ravens, they've been in the playoffs like every year for the last several years. I understand why some of these other teams are there. They belong there.
But the Lions belong ahead of them. If the Super Bowl works against Detroit. Okay, let me bring this up. Is it because everyone in the league can't believe that Brad didn't add an edge rusher?
No, I don't think.
I don't either, but I'm trying to figure out how do the Lions not get.
All right, give me these teams. List the teams 1 to 8.
One is the Eagles, top ranked.
Okay, I just want to go. Let's try the other narrative. Right? They can't do it. Jalen Hurts, he can run.
Yep.
2.
Ravens.
Ravens have Lamar Jackson. He can run.
Rams.
Matthew Stafford, he can't run, but he won a Super Bowl.
Bills.
Bills, Josh Allen, he can run.
Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes, he can run, and he's won Super Bowls.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, I mean, I guess because they went for it with Tom Brady and won, and then they replace it and they resurrect Baker Mayfield's career. Okay. And Baker can run a little bit.
Here are some quotes about the Buccaneers at 6. They seem to overachieve compared to what the pundits and experts think they should be doing, an executive said. Maybe that's because consistency is boring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is it because they're off to a 3-0 start?
I think he's one of the best GMs in the business. It says as the season began, so I'm not even sure this includes what we've seen so far. I think he's one of the best GMs in the business. He's an excellent evaluator, empowers his guys to run a really good department. He lets the scouts do their job and values their input. They've done a really good job for several years of knowing the type of guy they want in their building and sticking to that. It's just very disciplined about who is in the locker room, who is in the building, the type of person they are, and the top of the quality of player.
I'm not going to rip Tampa.
On top of the quality of player, sorry.
I think it's impressive that they've made the switch from Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and, you know, to a different head coach and a different quarterback. And they've been in the playoffs.
I feel like this quote that I just read, it could all be about Detroit. He's one of the best GMs in the business. He's an excellent evaluator. He empowers his guys to run a really good department. He lets the scouts do their jobs and values their input. They've done a really good job for several years of knowing the type of guy that they want in their building and sticking to that, just being very disciplined about who is in that locker room, who is in the building, the type of person they are, on top of the quality of player. Is that Brad Holmes?
Right. You feel like you want to call the Athletic and say, I'm sorry, did you misunderstand us? They were talking about the Lions. Not Tampa. Tampa's fine. Tampa might even deserve to be in the top eight, but not over the Lions.
Well, I mean, look, I think the Athletic does great stuff, and I think this is really interesting. Okay, here's a possibility. Somehow, if we way overvalued Brad Holmes and the entire front office.
I think that the number one point is against the Lions is, despite this recent success they've had with Brad Holmes, is that under Brad Holmes, they are still 2-2 in the playoffs. Other teams ahead of them, all these teams ahead of them, how many of them have gotten to the Super Bowl in the last 10 years?
Last 10 years?
Well, how about last? Yeah, I said 10, but I guess that would include Seattle. But go 5. So you've got, or have more playoff wins in the last 5 than the Lions do.
I would have to sit down and really look at it. The last 5 Super Bowls, Philly and Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa.
Have all won. Now, the other teams, how many teams have been to this Super Bowl?
That's it.
I guess Buffalo hasn't.
Hasn't been there. Philly beat Kansas City. Kansas City beat San Francisco. They're not ranked ahead of the Lions. Kansas City beat Philly. The Rams beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not ahead of the Lions, and Tampa beat Kansas City.
All right. So then look at how many teams and playoff wins. I think Buffalo has more playoff wins. Baltimore has more playoff wins.
I would have to look at every team's playoff history. Does Tampa? If they made it to the Super Bowl, they probably do.
Tampa's got at least one. Well, yeah, they really win the Super Bowl, so they definitely have it. Yep. So maybe that's just it.
It's simply just all based on postseason success.
Look at playoff, postseason success over the last 5 years. Lions are 2-2. The other teams have more.
Tampa's got 6 postseason wins. What about Green Bay?
Green Bay was ahead of them?
Green Bay was ahead of them.
Not in the last 5 years. They don't have more playoff wins.
I wouldn't think so. Last 5 years, they've got 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.